Kelowna's mayor has offered condolences on behalf of City Council as the RCMP continues its investigation into the death of Bailey Plover. Plover, formerly known as Bailey McCourt, died in hospital after police responded to a disturbing incident just after 12 p.m. on July 4. Officers were called to reports of a two-person vehicle crash and an assault with a weapon. After a short pursuit, police arrested James Plover, Bailey's ex-husband. He has since been charged with second-degree murder. Two women were taken to hospital following the incident. Police confirmed Bailey later died of her injuries. Speaking after Monday's, July 7, council meeting, Mayor Tom Diaz expressed sympathy for Bailey's loved ones. "First of all, our condolences to the family involved with the tragic incident that took place on Friday," Diaz said. "I know that there is further investigation that is ongoing with the RCMP at this point in time. We've been in touch with the officer in charge. We are awaiting more information before I can completely comment on this." Asked whether the city has been contacted by women's support groups following the incident, Diaz said no, but would welcome their input. "They have not, but I know we would share their concerns, and it is part of the advocacy that we recognize needs to be done," he said. "And as a municipality, and as a mayor, it would be something that we would continue to advocate for." Premier David Eby also commented on Bailey Plover's death on Monday. "This is horrific to imagine that this happened in the middle of the afternoon in Kelowna, as it is an example of the kind of violence against women we are seeing, not just in our province, but in Canada at elevated levels since the pandemic," he said. James Plover is scheduled to appear in court on July 10. With files from Bowen Assman.